This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. His name is R.G. Nasbeth. He is the CEO of Marksman Energy. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MKSEF. Archie, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, give my listeners a little background of yourself and a little background of your company.
I've been in the public company resource sector for almost my entire life. I started as a young person with my late father, who was a pioneer mine finder in the north. And after graduating from business school and law school, I created a number of public resource companies and private resource companies, mainly in oil and gas and mining. And I've been creating these companies and exploring several parts of the world for a lot of my life. We focused a lot in North America in mining and oil and gas, and in both Canada and the United States.
And so how about the company itself? Where, you know, I've read a couple of press releases and everything. You guys did an announcement this week that you guys discovered some oil in Ohio. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, we looked at Ohio because we had some senior experts who showed us the opportunities in Ohio. Ohio had the Lima, Indiana field in the late 1800s. It was the largest oil field in the world, and Rockefeller made a fortune there, sort of a billion barrels equivalent. We looked at the fact that there were no well-funded resource companies looking for shallow, light oil. And we saw a great opportunity for us to bring modern technology to Ohio and look for oil in some of these areas where wildcatters had drilled just blindly without this kind of technology. And so I invested, and then in 2013, there was an opportunity for me to take over the company management of it. So the board appointed me as president, chief executive officer, and I'm also chairman of the board and one of the largest shareholders.
You know, with this recent discovery, what kind of effect is it going to have on the company near term and long term?
Well, you know, we like a lot of companies, got caught with the slide in the oil prices. But our issue was that we had done geophysics, geochemistry, geology, engineering, and seismic work and studies to prepare ourselves to start our exploration program. We then acquired land, and in 2014 and 15, we conducted 12 square miles of three-dimensional seismic acquisition at quite a substantial cost. And that resulted in us having over 20 oil field drill targets in three dimensions. The discovery we made this month is enormously significant for this company. It's a company-making well. It's a well that will cost us about $250,000 to drill and complete. And we're expecting this well to produce somewhere between 100 and 200,000 barrels of oil.
What are we going to make off of that? What, if we produce 200,000 barrels of oil, how much money is that coming back to Marksman Energy?
Our net back is about $38 a barrel, even at $50. So we look at about a 3 to 4 month payout, which is unbelievable in the oil sector. You know, you're talking years, most projects, if they pay out today. So it's a cash flow positive company now. It has funds to continue with its drilling. If it wants to continue at that pace and does not want to seek to raise more capital, but the company's a going concern, and the wells in the area where we are produced for 20 or 30 years at decreased rates, but once they've paid out a few times, that's a very significant event to have happen for a small company. So it's the start for us. It's the company making event so that we will be a strong cash flow positive company for years.
My guest today is Archie Nesbitt. He is the CEO of Marksman Energy, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MKSEF. Now that you guys have discovered some oil, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first time you guys are having actually revenues, correct?
It's the first time we've drilled a well like we expected to drill after we did 3D seismic in this area. We have interest in other wells, three other wells that are producing, so we do have cash flow. But this well, we have a minimum 75% interest, and the well is in a Cambrian Knox remnant, so the remnant is very large, and we expect that this oil field has four development wells that we can drill immediately, and that's our next program. So these are very low risk wells into the same remnant, which has several zones of production, and that's our immediate focus, and of course that will, exponentially increase our cash flow at virtually no risk to us.
Now, what are your plans going forward here in the last quarter and a half to 2017? That sounds like the well that you guys just hit last week, you guys are going to be producing a couple hundred barrels a day, and you're getting $38 out of that. So that's around $7,600 gross revenues per day. What are you guys going to do with those funds going forward here? And can you give us some projections of 2017?
Once we've got our development wells completed and our we're bringing our wells online, we expect to make Marksman known to the investment community in the United States. We plan to do some investor relations, like we're hoping to do with Uptick, and then we are going to start to drill some of the 20 other oil fields that we have already outlined in three dimensions with our 3D seismic, but we have additional lands. We're acquiring additional lands all the time. We're ready to acquire new 3D seismic acquisition programs this fall once the crops are off the fields and we don't have any crop damage to contend with. And then we're also looking at several acquisitions from some of the 6,000 small underfunded family operating companies that are in Ohio that have mainly small gas wells, but also have land that's prospective for deeper Cambrian Knox formations. We'd like to drill 100 wells in the next couple of years.
You know, I need to be educated here just a little bit, Archie, and maybe my listeners also. I'm sure there's different types of oil. There's water. When you drill, you got the chance of water coming into the oil. Tell us what you guys have found so far and what makes that well so special.
This well is very special because it's got probably 60 feet of additional oil reservoir above the zone that we're producing from in another well about 2,000 feet to the north. So we have an additional 60 feet of oil above any type of water contact that we'd have to contend with. If we get water, we have already spent a lot of money putting in place a water injection well and a water injection facility, which can handle thousands of barrels of water. And we have lines that connect our wells to that injection well and that injection facility. So that's contending with the water that we get. We may get some water someday. We have no water yet from this well, but We have that taken care of with our facility that it's already in place, and it can handle thousands of barrels of water.
This oil that you guys discover, is it sweet crude? Is it Brent? What is it exactly?
You know, it's what we might call Pennsylvania crude. You know, I mean, a lot of us grew up with that. It's very light, very sweet oil, and the refiner picks the oil up at our wells, at our tanks. It's that valuable. It's a great oil, and we're very fortunate to have that as our product.
Our guest today is Archie Nesmith. He is the CEO of Marksman Energy. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MKSEF. Archie, in closing here, is there anything that you and I didn't get a chance to discuss that you would like to get out to my listeners?
No, it does trade on the OTCQB. It also trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the symbol MAH. Investors can trade online on that exchange very cheaply, and it is more active, I think, on that exchange. But as we move forward, we do expect to be listed, have a full listing on a stock exchange in the United States in the not too distant future.
Archie, thank you for coming on the show. Archie Nesmith has been our guest today with Marksman Energy. Archie, I wish you the best, and we're going to check back with you in a couple of months to see how your wells are doing.
Thank you very much, Everett.